It's Cocktail Network Live. Candid conversations with bottle flipping, shaker spinning, glass tossing cocktail creators from around the world. From Las Vegas to New York, London to Japan, what happens behind bars gets shared here. Starring Dean Cernils and Rob Husted. Tonight, we share one drink with Goldie Ashton, Lorenzo Garcia, and Lindsay Palumbo.
Hey everybody, Dean Cernils here on One Drink With. I am so excited to share this show with you today. Allison Scott, my fiance now, and I started this show a couple years back during COVID, and we've developed it and evolved it, and now I've got involved with Rob Husted, of course, as you must know if you've talked to me at all. And we have now brought Cocktail Network Live, or One Drink With, to Cocktail Network Live. So let me bring in Mr. Rob Husted.
Hey, Dean! I feel like at least you and I got to go on a honeymoon and the way that everything's going with the show, because I feel like we're practically married as it is.
I probably talk to you more than I talk to poor Allison. I feel bad, but no. You and I are not going on a honeymoon. Trying to get her on one, for crying out loud. What a great ride we've had, Rob, for the last year or so, watching all of this evolve. So excited to be doing this with you. Lots to talk about today, huh?
Yeah, you know what? This show has been in the making since, I want to say, our first One Drink With Deborah Richards back in, I want to say, January or February or last year. I don't remember how long it's been now.
Yeah, we did One Drink With in season 3 of One Drink With. We had Deborah Richards on. Famous Flair bartender from back in the day, incredibly influential to the growth of Flair bartending in Vegas and in England as well. And we got involved, and we've got so much to tell you about all that. However, this is One Drink With, Rob.
I think it's time we make a drink, and you want to tell them the new update challenge that we've added to the show for this aspect of it?
Okay, so Rob's getting all crazy, right? And sorry, I'm producing and talking at the same time. You can tell how stupidly excited I am. So, One Drink With. I have a sponsor today of Plantation Rum. Plantation Rum is helping us out with Rob's big competition coming up in Palm Beach. We'll talk about that a little bit later today. I'm going to make a drink, and Rob's going to make a drink with
Patron Añejo, some great tequila, and shout out to Chris Baja Mendez for sponsoring.
Nice, nice. And Josh Shaw, thank you very much, Josh, for helping us get this far with all your competition sponsorships. And Bill Hinkabine, because he's awesome. So, we're going to do One Drink With. Rob and I have 1 minute mixology. So, I made a video that was 1 minute long, and Rob's like, no, dude, we got to go live. Right?
Live aspect challenge of it. So at the end of 1 minute, we have to drink whatever we have left at that 1 minute.
Right. So let me get my little bottles open. I've got some cocktail essentials, and my finest call, single press lime juice. All right. Those are sponsors of the show as well. Sponsors of my life, to be honest with you. And I'm gonna go live. You ready, Rob?
Yeah, you got the foil off, you're good.
Okay, yeah, I've got my strainer, I got my glass, I pre-iced my glass. Alright, so I have to go solo here so I can reset my camera. It's the wrong solo. Alright, we're gonna have some fun with this, guys. I promise the producing will get better as we go along. Of course, I've been promising that for a long time now, so you get what you get. And there we are. All right, my head's still cut off, but I don't care. Deborah Richards would get mad at me. All right. And here comes my drink.
Oh, it's frozen. There you go.
Yeah, no, I'm good. All right. So my drink today, I'm making a Mai Tai. using single press lime juice, plantation, a little Cointreau, and some orgeat. All right, we promised that we'd have a little bit of flair in here while we're making our cocktail. So, got a good healthy pour of plantation rum and some Cointreau. Whoop, there's a half ounce of Cointreau and our orgeat syrup. Oh, I didn't peel it. Rob, you told me to peel that, and I did not peel it. As time is ticking down, here we go. And half an ounce of single press lime juice, just like it sounds, lime juice that's been pressed just once. All right, we're gonna shake it up. All right, this is a classic Mai Tai. All right, looks like I need to make two of them now. You know what? The bartender that I saw do it before put it over crushed ice. So, at least I have one to drink. Time's out! How's that, madman?
You know what? You did good. I was going to jigger pour some of this, but now you got me thinking I'm just going to free pour and just have some fun with it.
Yeah, no way, man. I'm shaking another one just to top it up, all right? Here we go, Rob. Set it up for us.
Can you see my head? I don't know where I'm at here.
No, I cannot see your head. All right. We're rotten at this. This is awesome. It's perfectly horrible. I can't see you at all. All right. 2 seconds.
The other camera.
I don't know which camera you're on. There we go. Hold on. Just stay still, man. No, I can't get you. You got to switch cameras. Oh, you want me on? Shit. All right. Now I know what's going on. All right. That was a producer's mistake. All right. Are you ready to go here? You got to tell us what you're doing?
Yeah. So I'm going to make a sexy and sophisticated cocktail with Patron Añejo and some other fun ingredients that I'm going to call sweet and sophisticated. Ready when you are, Dean. There you go. So I'm still going to use the jigger, at least for the Patron, just to add a little bit of that classic element there. So we're going to use 2 ounces of Patron Añejo, and then from there we're going to use a half ounce of Tawny Port. And the Tawny Port, what that's going to do is add a little bit of nuttiness as well as some sweetness to it, but to balance out with the oak in the Añejo. And then you get a half ounce of vanilla real. Thank you, buddy. And 2 dashes of smoked bitters. And I really enjoy these smoked bitters. They're hard to find. But once you get them, you're going to want to start putting them in everything. They're addicting. I got plenty of time, Dean. All of a sudden, when you have a joke or anything. All right. And then from there, we're going to strain that right into our coupe glass, perfectly chilled. And the garnish for this is going to actually be a grapefruit zest. We're just going to squeeze on there, get that all there, drop it in, and there you have the sophisticated.
Man, that was awesome. Well done, sir. Like, right down to the second. That was fabulous. Crazy, man. Hey, look what's happening over here on YouTube. I hope you're watching this on YouTube, because Raul Bartender is. Woo!
Hey!
What's up, Raul? Great to see you, man. All right, let's get you on a different camera here as well.
Boom. Yeah, different camera.
I got to get rid of that camera. I'm going to hang up on the other camera, all right?
Yep, perfect.
Good. All right, here we go. Where'd you go, Robbie? We've got a great show planned for you here, guys. As you know, Rob Houston and I got together with Deborah Richards and Patrick Wirtz out of Vegas, and we are producing a documentary, Shaken and Stirred, The Rise and Fall and Resurgence of Flair Bartending.
You know, Rob? What I mean? And who better to talk about the show than the director and the producer themselves? Maybe we can wrangle them in here. What do you think?
Well, let's call them up. Hey, guys, can you call into the show anytime? That'd be great. I love you. So, along with that, you'll see us on Cocktail Network Live right now. Rob and I have committed to doing regular shows on Mondays. I'm putting it out there, Rob. I'm saying it out loud. We have to do it. So we have, in the future, we've got Tim Flippy Morris coming on the show, a host of other great bartenders from Vegas. Philip Raimondo's coming on the show. Who else you got lined up for us, Rob?
We can't give away all the surprises, Dean.
Well, or give them just a teaser.
Well, you want to talk about next week's episode, what we're going to announce, or you want to wait till the end of the show?
Sure. You want to talk about the FBA? Oh. What about your competition?
Oh, we're going on tangents. All right, so the competition coming up. you saw the preview in the beginning, the Bartender Shakedown. We're bringing it back. It was the first all working flair competition, not only all working flair, blind working flair competition, which the last one we did was 2017 to celebrate its 10-year anniversary from 2007. And a past previous champion of that, Dario Domo, his first competition was actually at the first Bartender Shakedown in America, his first American competition. And his last competition, which he retired at, was when he won Bartender Shakedown in 2017, the last time we did it. So a lot of great history there. Good news is that Dario will be out to judge flair for this one in September. So Dario Domo is coming out, dusting off his judging pad, not so much the bottles, to help judge flair and show the young bucks and the experienced bucks how it's done, I guess. Maybe we can get him to do a little demo. But it's a... What's different with this competition this time opposed to last time was last time we kind of separated mixology and flair, where we had a separate mixology competition, a separate blind working flair competition with mixology drinks in there and some accuracy thrown in there. But, you know, we figured if we're coming back and we're going to come back with a bang and really do it right. So for qualifying, we're going to start off with a blind accuracy pour. There's five different accuracy pours with five different pours that you can pour. You don't know which one you're going to pull. Number one, two, three, four, five. So you're going to get judged on a blind accuracy. Then we're going to be done a separate five-minute mixology competition based with IBA rules. So it's really strict and really show the dynamic and creative side of bartenders with cocktails. And then from there, we have a blind working flair round. I want to say 20 drinks off the top of my head, and you're going to pick the drink list, and it's going to have a free pour, which you don't know. It's either going to be an ounce, half ounce, or 2 ounces.
Wow.
A single liquor drink, a shaken drink, and a stirred drink, all within 6 minutes. I'm sorry, 6 minutes, and go. Blind working flair, half full bottles. From that, that's all I'm qualifying on Monday.
But there's more!
There's more! And then on September 20th is the finals, where we take all that and compact it into one round. The top finalists for pro, advanced, and amateur, because there's three different divisions, three different payouts. So now we're kind of bringing back what the FBA did so great before, different divisions and giving a chance to some of the newcomers to compete against the same level and be in the money running, you know, to help cover some of their costs and their confidence when they're doing this. But in the final round, you're going to be a blind free pour, a rock strength, a shaken drink, a stirred drink, and four identical Presidente Brandy and Real specialty cocktails that you have to create all in 7 minutes with half full bottles, working flair, go.
That's mind-blowing. Just mind-blowing what you've put into this. Making it the most difficult flair bartending competition ever.
And there's more. We've added
something
that St. John started many years ago.
Right. Okay, go on. Keep going.
Dean's excited about this part. Is we're creating something called the Flair Co. Freestyle. So imagine two bartenders head-to-head like a dance battle with bottles and tins. 15 seconds, 15 seconds. Now you got 30 seconds, you got 30 seconds, you got 30 seconds, you got 30 seconds, all with Flair Co.'s and tins, and three judges, whoever brings the most flair and swag, moves on to the next level.
And yeah, that's going to be awesome. Let me interject real quick on that one. We will have a link below in the descriptions for you guys to support us through Bar Products. And that's why I wanted to bring it up during this part of the conversation about this competition. Because we're using all Flaircos in this competition, there's no drink in the competition. It's just Flair. Get your Flaircos at Bar Products. Use the link that we will put in the below at the end of the show. Because some of that money, it's an affiliate link straight up. That money's going to come back to help Rob and I producing more Cocktail Network Live shows, as well as the Flair Bartenders Association. So anything you guys put in through that link is going to go straight into the Flair Bartenders Association and our projects here to help rebuild the community. And we love having you guys be a part of it. So you can get involved that way. But other ways you can get involved. Rob, I have two very special guests with us today. Are you ready?
Ready, brother.
Boom, there's Patrick Wirtz.
How you doing?
And Deborah Richards.
Hey, guys.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Cheers.
We're doing great. Awesome.
Excellent. Patrick, first, what are you drinking?
You know, the secret to a Long Island iced tea is more tequila.
Spoken like a true movie producer. Deborah, what are you drinking?
It's a British Virgin White Russian.
British Virgin White Russian.
A glass of milk.
That's a glass of diversity right there is what that is.
Yes.
Awesome. That's really cool. Here we go. Let's get Patrick in here as well. Look at the team here, guys. Woo-hoo! Today we have the crew of Shaken and Stirred, the movie.
Thank you.
We couldn't think of who better to bring on to kind of explain what we're doing with the movie, but more importantly, how our viewers can be involved in the making of the movie, perhaps.
Cool, yeah. If you go to, I'm not quite sure what we've already talked about, what you guys have talked, like, so if you go to our Indiegogo page, there's bunches of perks to choose from.
Yeah, we haven't talked anything about that yet, so you want to introduce what the Indiegogo is and how they can get involved.
Great, but you talked about the movie and everything, right?
Not yet. We haven't really gone into too much detail about it, so let's talk about the movie, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Deborah, tell us about the movie. Tell us about your vision. Go for it.
All right, for those of you who don't know, my name is Deborah Richards. I'm a filmmaker from Las Vegas. Once upon a time, I used to be a Flair bartender, and a very, very long time ago. And recently, Rob and Dean hit me up and said, hey, let's talk about Flair, let's talk about movies. And, you know, somewhere in that conversation, we said, hey, why don't we make a movie about Flair? There's never been a documentary about Flair. And I can't think of anyone better to tell the story than, you know, Rob, Dean, myself, and then I pulled in Patrick to the situation because Patrick's an Emmy-nominated producer that I've been working with for about 7 years. And so together, the four of us are making a documentary about Flair bartending called Shaken and Stirred, the movie.
Awesome. And then, Patrick, you want to tell maybe how people can get involved through the Indiegogo and how they can perhaps wind up in the credits or perhaps parting with us at the premiere?
Oh, sure. We want you to join us. I mean, if you want to help us with this film and be a part of it, you know, it's about the history of Flair, how it's going now and the resurgence in the future. We have amazing perks on the Indiegogo.com campaign. Just look up Shaken and Stirred. Yeah, and depending on how much you want to give, I mean, we have digital copies of the movie when it comes out. You can get your special thanks in the credits. The more you give, the more you donate, the more you join us, you'll be an associate producer credit. I mean, we have amazing gifts. You know, we have Flair bottles, we have a challenge coins, you can get copies of the poster. And, you even get a personal cocktail lesson with Robin Dean, too. You know, I believe that's at the champagne level. But, yeah, it's amazing perks. And if, you know, you're at the Legends of Bartending or higher level, we'll fly you out here to Las Vegas to the premiere of the movie when it's done. And we'll give you a great night on the town, too. You know, fly you out anywhere from the USA or Canada. accommodations, a couple nights here, attend the premiere, and yeah, it's going to be a great night.
Awesome, awesome. We're so excited, and it's been a long time coming, and like Deborah said, we can't imagine this story being told from not just us, but everyone else we got involved, and we're going to unveil some of those characters, or those, I don't know, Deb, how would you describe it?
Who, me? Oh, I'll jump in.
Bartender.
How would we describe the actors, the players?
Oh, okay. So the movie, we're basically going to interview some of the key figures in the history and the world of flair, and we're also going to follow three flair bartenders from Las Vegas over a couple months as they train and get ready for the big competition in Florida in September. The Bartender Shakedown. So, but that's what we're doing. And the cool thing is, we've actually already started. We've been talking, you guys out there in internet, well, don't know anything about this, but we've been planning this for like 6 months. And we started shooting about 3-4 weeks ago. And so the movie is actually already in production. This is a feature film documentary that you're probably going to end up seeing on Netflix or HBO Max. It's a couple $100,000 budget. But here's the crunch. We're getting all the money from private equity, right? We're going to raise the money through private investors. However, my experience in making movies, when you go to raise money, the first thing people say to you is, oh, have you thought of an Indiegogo? So, you know, we got to raise money on Indiegogo just to show our potential investors that there's interest and excitement for this movie. Okay, so if you're a flair bartender out there anywhere in the world and you want to see more flair bartending, like in the media, like on TV, a film, you know, if you want to see this film and you want this film to happen and you're proud of flair bartending and its history and its future and you love it, then please, please, please give it to our Indiegogo campaign. Just search Shaken and Stirred on Indiegogo. And the more money we raise, basically we'll show investors the more interest there is in this film. And then we can raise the rest of the money that we need through private equity, and then we can make a movie.
Woo-hoo! All right. We worked collectively to create a video here for you guys. This is the Indiegogo video, and I'm going to play it for you guys right now.
You're so passionate about that you couldn't wait to share it with the rest of the world? Well, with your help, that's...
Apparently.
Which we're trying to do right now. Flair bartending has been around since the late 1800s, and at some point you've probably seen it yourself, whether it be on the big screen, while scrolling through social media, or at your favorite bar. My name is Rob Husted, and together with Dean Cerniels, we have over 60 plus years tending bar, organizing events, and bartending competitions. As industry leaders through Cocktail Network Live, the United States Bartenders Guild, and the New Flair Bartenders Association, we're excited to announce a new project, a new team in mind, all with our ultimate goal to serve the world's bartending community.
Rob and I are also producers of Shaken and Stirred, a documentary that will showcase our dynamic and competitive art. The art and craft of creating amazing cocktails with flair. Our producers and Emmy Award-winning director are legends in the bar industry, and our cast of storytellers are even cooler. Join us in telling the stories of those that grew the craft to $100,000 purses and the dramatic crash that almost wiped it all out. From watching the movie Cocktail to participating today, you can be part of the resurgence.
We want you to be part of helping tell this amazing story. Join us for a round of drinks on Indiegogo, get your name in the credits of our film, or earn a trip to Las Vegas for the premiere. Please click through and help us show the world our incredible family and tell our amazing story from our community's point of view.
And lastly, if you cannot help financially, please like, subscribe, and share this with your fellow bartenders and your groups. Our goal is to continue to strengthen our community. We're excited to see you at the premiere.
Even better, we can't wait to see you on stage.
So be sure to join us, ladies and gentlemen, on Indiegogo. like we said, this list of perks goes on and on. You can get a free trip to Vegas to hang out with us. Well, I guess not a free trip to Vegas, but you can get a trip to Vegas to hang out with us. One of my favorites, if I wasn't already going to be in the credits, is I would certainly sign up to get my name in the credits of this thing. I think it would be really cool to be a Flair bartender and to be able to contribute even just a little bit of money to contribute it and see my name in the credits and have it locked in the history of Flair bartending to say that I was there, I was watching it, I was participating, and I contributed.
Yeah.
So right now the current we're currently at $0. So we got a lot of room to go. Okay, I'm checking this live. I'm waiting for the first bartender here to jump on board and help make Flair history.
I will personally send a signed Flairco bottle to the first person that donates. How's that?
Nice.
First person that donates, I will give a half an hour Zoom call to chat about anything you want to talk about.
Oh, I'm going to do that myself.
Vegas, anything. Virgin White Russians, whatever you want to talk about.
All right. Cool. Patrick and Deborah, thank you very much for joining us. We've got a lot to cover today because we have to get now to the cast of Shake It and Stirred, the documentary. It's been a wonderful pleasure to be able to work with both of you or all three of you through this journey. Deborah and Patrick, thank you for guiding us, trying to stay sober bartenders through this crazy world of creating movies and stuff. We're learning so much.
It's been so long since I bartended that I forgot how much fun y'all are.
Well, we're honored that we remind you. Patrick, I love your earphones.
Yeah, they're mine. Actually not mine.
Oh, yeah, one of my friends, Dawn Fields, is here. Amazing. Oh, wow, Anthony donated. Thank you so much, Anthony. That's so kind.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Mr. Hand, thank
okay,
you so
let's
much.
See where we're at.
Anthony Hand donated. Somebody update that. Anthony, reach out to me in a DM on Facebook or something, all right? I will hold true to my my donation of a signed Flair bottle to you, Anthony. All right, you find me. I'm out there.
And
cool, guys.
Those of you watching that maybe joined us that don't even know what Flair bartending is, right? You ever see the movie Cocktail, like Tom Cruise throwing the bottles around? That's Flair bartending. And what's crazy about Flair bartending is it's been around a really, really long time. And it got really popular about 20 years ago, and then it kind of crashed. And now it's kind of building up again. And we want to tell that whole story about it. And like, if you don't know this world of Flair bartending, these bartenders, they're studs. They go around the world competing, winning tons of money, flipping bottles, living this kind of rock star life, and it's all kind of underground and stuff. And so we want to show the world that because we think it's cool AF.
It sure is. And we're going to meet a couple of those studs right now. So Patrick, Deborah, thank you very much for joining us. Rob and I are going to... run off
watch,
and find
we
the
we
cat.
We can't wait to see what the guys have to say. Speak to you later.
Love it. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
All right. So here we go, Rob. I am going to bring in one of those studs. Now, unfortunately, he couldn't be here live with us. He's 3 hours behind in Vegas. One of the he's just as critically acclaimed Flair bartender. I only have a short video. I interviewed with him yesterday. And I'll have a short video with him right now, but there's a longer video that I promised to post. And Rob's like, when are you going to post it, Dean? Tell me the hour you're going to post it. I promise to have it up for tomorrow. So you can watch the entire video of Colby Ashton. But here's just a quick 4 minutes of Colby talking about a little bit about his history. And we can't wait to have more Colby when he's live. We cut up to Colby Ashton at his home in Las Vegas today. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Colby Ashton. Woohoo! How's you doing, Colby?
What's up, guys? Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. So great. Looking forward to seeing you in September and being part of this big competition and documentary, right?
Yeah, man. It's exciting. It'll be fun to get back down there, and hopefully the humidity's not too bad. I won't have the mohawk anymore, so that won't be as bad, I guess. But
I miss your mohawk. That was a pretty big deal. I used to see it at the trade shows and whatnot.
Yeah, trust me. I miss it, too, in all of its balding glory.
In all of its glory. So tell us a little bit about yourself for all the viewers that are just tuning in, don't quite know who Colby Ashton is. Can you give us just a brief kind of background on your history and how you where you are today?
Yeah, so broken down, I guess. I'm born and raised back in PA. Used to work at a few bars back home there. First one I ever worked at was like a sports bar. Kind of played around with some flair there after watching a buddy of mine, and then
right
went to another bar in Reading, Pennsylvania, that's actually flair, and then worked another one in Philly, and then came out here to Vegas now almost 9 years ago, and just kind of been grinding away and practicing my butt off over the years. Cool. And traveling the world doing competitions.
Cool. And you're at Fuel Bar now, right?
Yeah, I'm at Fuel Bar 5 nights a week.
So tell us about some of your bigger achievements in the world of flair. Last year, you won the Cocktail Art Challenge down in Palm Beach, and then went on to the IBA, took second place. Can you tell us some about the experience of that? Because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, it was super exciting. Aside from smashing my face,
what happened
before we went down there? Not because of alcohol or anything, but no, that was great. It was an awesome, awesome experience. Really good trip.
How was the level of flair compared to the other bartenders? And what did you see? Some cool personalities come in from around the world.
So it was fun to start to see some guys finally throwing like personality into their routine, like
right showmanship.
You know, I like to be very out there, I guess, on stage and kind of just have fun. And I don't know. I want to do stuff that makes me laugh or makes me smile while I'm on stage, because then that makes everybody else smile too.
It sure does.
Yeah. And down there, you're starting to see other people now from other countries finally starting to implement that aspect of it as well.
Why is that so important to you and it's not to so many others?
To me, as compared to others, that's interesting, I guess. I don't know. For me, it's like if I go out, I hate a script. Like I hate going to a restaurant or a bar where it's like the waiter bartender's there with like the towel over the arm. Like, oh, good evening. Welcome to blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blank, you know.
Right.
It's I like more interaction, more realism, I guess I should say.
Right. A little more improvisation.
Yeah, instead of hi, welcome, be more like, hey, what's up, guys? How we doing? Or, you know, something like,
right.
You know, I know I'm a statistic walking into your bar. Don't treat me like one.
All right, we're back. That's just a quick little intro of his video, of his conversation that I got to have with Colby Ashton. Fantastic. I can't wait to see him down there. I said later on in the video that I had the opportunity to watch Colby evolve as a bartender, because I was there when he was doing these competitions where he was dropping 25 bottles, he says it in the video, and then goes on to become this world champion that he is now, traveling around the world. So it's pretty fantastic to listen to, and we can't wait to see more of him. So, Mr. Husted, you're back on with me, sir.
Nice. It's not about me, though. What I say it's time we bring on the next guest, Mr. Dean Cernil.
Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, the other, or one of other three, just two of the three, cast of Shaken and Stirred from Herbs and Rye and a little bit of Fuel Bar. Mostly Herbs and Rye. Put your hands together for this guy, Mr. Lorenzo Garcia.
Hey. What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm doing good. I'm a little tired. I practiced a lot today.
The plantation barrel back there looks familiar.
Yeah. Oh, it's on this side. Sorry.
Nice.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good.
You want to start it off?
We're doing great. You started off. I got to find your text message in here. I think everything's blowing up on me. It's wonderful. You go for it. All right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your bartending career, and where you're working now.
So I've been bartending almost 16 years. I started bartending when I was 19. I'm 34 years old now. I started bartending in South Texas. I actually started bartending at corporate restaurants. And then since then, I've just been trying to learn as much as possible with Flair. I eventually was working the bars in South Texas and met Mariano Gil. Ended up learning a lot about Flair through Mariano Gil, and then just kind of became obsessed with the whole competitive bartending scene and everything that was involved with just being good at all the aspects of bartending. I think for a long time I was bullshitting my way through it, and I decided one day there was a guy that came into my bar, and he told me, can I have a Manhattan? And it embarrassed me so much that I didn't know how to make it that I went home that night and I just started learning on, like, what was Angostura bitters? What is sweet vermouth? What was rye whiskey? I had no idea. I was just a kid trying to figure it out. But that day sat in my head. And so since then, I've just been trying to learn as much as possible and not bullshit my way through bartending anymore, to say the least. I was in San Antonio for the past 6 years, and I recently moved to Las Vegas. It's been a year, almost to the date. It's been a year and a couple of weeks since I moved here. I originally started working at the D and then got offered a job at Herbs and Rye. And since then, I've been working at Herbs and Rye. It'll be my year mark September 15th. And I love it. It's, for me, like true American classic bartending. It's just, it's mentally challenging. It's really requires speed, accuracy, that little bit of flair, everything.
And it's mostly cocktails, right? You're mostly making like classic cocktails for the cocktail crowd.
100%. We specialize in classic cocktails, and we got 42 different classics on the menu. But with that being said, we still make an array of all the other classics as possible. The 42 on the menu is just a guide to guide people who haven't been there before. And we really try to educate people on what classic cocktails were and the eras that they were created in and why they are classics.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Beautiful bar. I've been down there a few times. You guys have taken very good care of us. Thank you. Perhaps over-serving us even. So you're on a mixology bar, though. How much flair does this flair bartender, do on this classic cocktail bar?
Well, since I've been flair bartending for the past 9 years, it's kind of hard for me not to take control of the bar tools that I have. And I believe I flair every single day and almost every single drink that I do.
Right.
It's not the extreme flair that you're going to see at Fuel Bar or Carnival or Circa, where people are going to look for that extreme flair. But at the same time, these long pours that we do, these little tin flips, catch people's eye, and all of a sudden now people are watching. And how is that not flair? Just adding a little bit extra pizzazz to what you're doing. And for me, the ultimate definition of flair is just taking control of your bar tools and being able to be efficient through that. And so to be able to work a really high volume cocktail bar and then still catch people's attention through minimal flair, I think is pretty impressive. And you know, with that being said, I mean, I think most cocktail bartenders are flair bartenders without even knowing it. Because some of them are out there like shaking to this crazy rhythm and doing this crazy thing and then doing these long pours without even knowing it, throwing cocktails, which some of them may not even have any reason to be thrown, and then putting extravagant garnishes on them. Like, I mean, how is that not flair bartending to me?
Right.
So, I mean, that's just my personal take on it.
Lorenzo, question for you. You talked about flair, mixology. Now let's talk about in bartending aspects. Let's talk about the different dynamics of competing in a mixology competition and competing in a flair bartending competition.
Two different approaches for sure. So if we take mixology competition to start, For me, it's all about the sponsors when it comes to a mixology competition. So when you want to figure out what cocktail you want to make, I think a lot of bartenders approach it to what do I want to taste or what do I want to make that looks cool? When in fact, they should be taking the sponsors and breaking it down to what is the spirit intended for? And what really complements the ingredients that were used in the maceration and or the botanicals that were used in the maceration to really complement the cocktail. And with that being said, it should inspire you to create the perfect cocktail for that sponsor. And I think a lot of people take that approach where it's just like, I want to make something cool, or I want to do something with egg whites, or I know I want to use raspberry in my cocktail. And sometimes you just need to let the spirits guide you. And that's how I like to approach it. Just kind of let it guide me and let it inspire me to think of different flavor profiles. And then with that being said, maybe take a classic and use that and dissect it to use the formula to create a well-balanced cocktail.
That's pretty fabulous. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I wanted to mention, before I totally forget, when you talked about bullshitting your way through the business, everybody has this imposter syndrome getting into the business, especially when you're working at a really busy restaurant. And one of my favorite mentors once said that you can fake it till you make it. But at some point, you have to make it so you're not faking it. Right. And that was the point that you started, when you said, how do I make this Manhattan? I better go freaking figure this out. So super.
Like an epiphany.
Right. You can only fake it for so long. If you want to get good at it, you got to stop faking it and start making it. So, Lorenzo, if you don't mind, I have a lovely lady that would like to join us here for a few minutes, and then we'll get all four of us back on. Could I do that?
Absolutely.
All right. Guys, don't forget we are on Indiegogo tonight. We are live on Indiegogo. See what's going on here. Let me take you over to the Indiegogo page. Boom. We're already at $650. We're only a few minutes into this thing. We need a magical point of $1,000. That would put us at 10%. If we hit 10%, the algorithms all kick in and everything starts going off. So please join us and become part of Flair Bartending History. Bartending history. It's not just Flair, but it's bartending history. The career, the job goes on back hundreds of years. So join us on Indiegogo. Please drop $10 in. Tip us buy us a round of shots or something, and get involved. Get your name in the credits of Shaken and Stirred. We need your support, guys. I feel like I'm on a marathon here. It's awesome. All right, Rob, you ready?
Let's bring on the cast number three.
All right. Give us a quick intro, mister.
Well, we're going to let this lovely lady introduce herself as part of the first question, but she's been a great help with us with Flair Bartending throughout the years, with a great another fundraiser we did in February. And without further ado, Miss Lindsay Palumbo.
Hey!
Hi. What's up, guys?
Hey!
For the for everyone that doesn't know you out there, do us a favor and introduce yourself. Tell us a little about your bartending career, and more importantly, where you're working now.
Well, my name is Lindsay Palumbo. Currently, I'm working at Circa Hotel and Resort on Fremont Street in Las Vegas. A little bit about my bartending experience. I started freshly when I turned 21 at Sunset Harbor Bar and Grill in Fairport, Ohio. Yeah, I got to shout them out a little bit. Much love to them. From there, I was going through college and bartending there. I started working in downtown Cleveland for about a year and a half until I decided that I wanted to move to Las Vegas to be a Flair bartender. And then once I arrived in Vegas, I kind of started. Don't mind my cats in the background. I started, right at the bottom, which was a new experience for me. I never had to bar back in Ohio, but honestly, I'm grateful for it. I learned so much starting as a bar back, and then, out here we had to take a a class for the union, which was very, very much helped me with a lot of knowledge that I never really thought to start learning about. And of course, you know, I had a lot of mentors and stuff at all the places I've worked so far here in Vegas. And then, yeah, once I moved up from bar back to bartender, I've just been doing this whole flair bartender thing out here and loving every minute of it.
Hey, so tell us this. So working at one of the hottest new flair bars in Las Vegas, Circa, right now, how do you, behind the bar, how do you keep your flair fresh and energetic every shift?
You know, it's honestly, sorry, this is Mateo. It's a lot of it is, I like to just gauge the audience. You know, sometimes if I'm working during the day, it might be people that are more interested in just chatting. But other than that, we know we're very sports heavy at Circa. So if it's, you know, a big sporting event, you know, sometimes they're more interested in that, but then you kind of just have to pay attention. Like if it's a commercial break, people that are there to do the whole Vegas party thing or whatever. But I just, you know, I have my go-tos that I use behind the bar every day. And then I just like to play with it, you know, and downtime at work and outside of work, I take my, you know, my regular go-to sequences that I'll use behind the bar working flair and just try to change it up and keep it fresh. And we have like a great playlist too that plays at Circa. So it's kind of like, I'll base it on whatever song's playing and see, you know, just see what's going on with the people that I'm interacting with and what music is playing, what's going on that day. And me personally, like we have some downtime behind the bar and I work with some amazing people and I'll be like, you know, I'm bored with the sequence. Like, what would you do to change this? Or like, what can I add to like up this sequence or whatever a little bit, which has been awesome. Like, especially everywhere I've worked here in Vegas, I work with a lot of wonderful people and some legends in the game. And, you know, 99% of people are more than willing to pass on knowledge or give advice or help out. And especially at Circa, we kind of, all these people that I never would have even expected to work with in my flair career, it's just great because you can get feedback from so many different places.
Who are some of the great bartenders that you're working with that have storied careers in the world of competitive and flair bartending?
Well, right now at Circa, we just have so many amazing people. Franchise James Hadhazy, and he's been such a wonderful.
Hadhazy's one of my favorites.
That's the guy right there. If he ever sees this, that's my soul sister. He'll know what that means. I mean, not only with flair and competitive advice, but even just bartending in general, working with, you know, a lot of different personalities kind of came together and, you know, just, he's been doing it 15, 20 years. And so like, if I am concerned about something, whether it's a working flair sequence or a stall that I'm working on or a competition, like, you know, he has all the knowledge. I also have had the pleasure of working shifts with Vache Manoukian, one of the best guys I've ever met.
He's killing it on social right now, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's the TikTok guy, and which is awesome. Like, there couldn't have been a better person to like blow up over at Circa, you know, and really represent us and represent like what we do and how our staff over there likes to, the energy we bring and how we treat people. And you know, that's another person that would never hesitate if you ask for like a tip or advice or constructive criticism. Like, he's always willing to lend a helping hand. I mean, the list goes on and on over at Circa. Tony Cogburn and Michael Barber, I worked over with them at the Flamingo. I mean, nice. These are like the OGs. And I mean, from day one, when I was bar backing for them at the Flamingo, they've just given me so much guidance and in such like a friendly and like mentory way. And like, you know, I'll never stop appreciating that. And like, the list goes on and on of the amazing
right.
people. Those are some names that come to mind that are just, you know, near and dear to me and that I'll always appreciate, you know, as long as I'm here. Yeah.
You know what? These guys are just some of the best personalities and humans, just flat out best humans. You'll find that
Absolutely.
In bartenders and great mixologists in the bartending community. But, you know,
Absolutely.
These flair guys have been my family for 30 years now. 20 yeah. for sure when I started going to Vegas every year for all yeah. these competitions and getting involved. So it's amazing to see how many of them are still working this. Let's bring Lorenzo and Rob in, and let's talk about right. Shaken and Stirred and the Indiegogo thing. I've got the logos for the Indiegogo project's Shaken and Stirred Story of Flair Bartending. That is our tag on Indiegogo today. Please join us there. Drop $10 in. Buy us a shot. Get your name in the film, whichever. Come and join us. AJ Dean says hello. She is involved with us as well. She's one of our team members on the in the crew of Shaken and Stirred. Thank you very much. Oh, Lindsay's joining us again. There she goes. Lorenzo, you're back in town. Boom. All right, we got everybody live.
I got right. my screen.
I can see you, Rob.
I just got a black Lorenzo. Screen, so see me, that's good.
I can see everybody. Can everybody see me? Yeah, I've got all four of us up on the screen right now, Rob. I don't know what you're looking at right now.
All right, well, I'll just go on the first question then. So,
all right.
Everybody.
All right, so Lorenzo and Lindsay, since you got the call about being Shaken and Stirred, we've been watching on social media. There's been little tidbits been out there.
Yeah, a little bit teasing us.
Walk us through when you both first got the call, what you're feeling, how that went up until what's been going on now. Lorenzo?
Sorry, Lorenzo. Hold on just a sec. I turned your volume down. There you go. You're on again. I'm sorry. Lorenzo, you can speak now. No, you can't speak now. You have yourself muted. You're muted. Lorenzo has himself muted. Same question over to Lindsay, right?
Yep.
Yep. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Awesome.
So when you first got the call, what were you feeling? What are your thoughts to what's been going on now?
It was wild. Like, when they first reached out to me, I was, and actually I liked the word that you threw out earlier, Dean, with the imposter syndrome. And I was like, me, are you sure I can recognize somebody else? I was like, just little old me. But, I mean, I was kind of blown away. And then, you know, the first initial like time that they reached out to me, I was like, I don't really know what to expect or even what to think about this. And then, you know, of course we set up our first Zoom interview, and I was just didn't really know what to expect. And then after the first time I got the pleasure of speaking with Deb, it was an honor. And just even getting that first reach out, I was, you know, like I said, like, okay, like, I don't really know what to expect. I'm not going to have high expectations. And then, after the first time we spoke, you know, I was optimistic. You know, it was never, of course, I didn't get like the for sure green light right away. And I was very optimistic. You know, everything that Deborah was saying to me was like, you know, like really good feedback on, you know, working together. And then, I was just kind of like thinking about it a lot. And I was like, I have no idea what to expect. But I mean, just even being considered was an absolute honor. And it kind of really made me put in perspective as like the advances I've made in my career so far. In the 5 years that I've been out here in Vegas, and this is what I came here to do. And it was kind of like one of those moments of clarity. Like, I guess that I made it. Like, I guess I'm doing okay. And just mind blowing. And then, you know, like Deb said earlier, we have started the filming process, which was very interesting so far. A little bit out of my comfort zone, but you know, the more and more I've been getting used to it, it's just kind of hard to adjust. Like, even for example at work, flaring all day, killing it, hitting every move, and then someone's like, for my Snapchat, and then I'm like, I forgot how to flare, I dropped everything. So just being on camera in general, for me, something with my subconsciously, it just, but you know, they're really patient with me, and I kind of just had to break down for them, like, just so you know, I tend to get a little overthinky, or just like I said, seeing a camera on me. And they've been extremely patient and encouraging with me, and reassuring, and it's been, I mean, it's been so fun so far, and you know, it's only the beginning, and yeah, it's just kind of unbelievable, and all positive. A small part of me, and I think this goes hand in hand with that whole imposter syndrome thing, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it just, you know, the fear of a little bit of judgment, like maybe from the community, which, you know, everyone in this community is fantastic. It's just my own little head that everyone might say, like, oh, why did they pick her or whatever. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, push through those kind of thoughts in my head and really prove myself to the world and to my fellow competitors and coworkers and community members that that we're doing all right. Yeah,
we're doing all right. Lorenzo, can we hear you?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. I don't know what happened. But, you know.
What were you feeling? And tell us, keep us up to date. What happened now?
So when I got the call, I was pretty shocked and pretty flattered, to say the least. It, like Lindsay said, it kind of like gave credibility to all the hard work that I've been doing.
Right.
I mean, because thank you. I mean, I practice a lot, and sometimes I'm in the practice room and I'm just like, for what? Like, I don't even know why. Like, these past couple of months, I haven't had a single competition to prepare for. But every day I was in the practice room, whether it was for an hour, even if it was 30 minutes before work, sometimes 6-7 hours. I don't know, it kind of gave me a justification up to what I've been doing. And it's pretty cool that, I don't know, people are going to see what I'm doing now. I like to think that I, as much as I'm a flair bartender, I'm a true barman in general. So I'm excited to show people what I like to call the hybrid bartending, or the way the new generation of bartenders can be like, where they're just not good at one aspect or the other of bartending, and we break down that barrier of mixology and flair, and now we're just really good bartenders all the way through.
Nice. Now, Lorenzo, we're gonna go to you first for this question. Now that we're filming the rise, fall, and resurgence of flair bartending, what are you most excited to see in the film?
I'm really excited to see the entire history of the film. I'm really excited to see the progression and to see where the competition's going to go. I know that we're going to be filming at different locations here in the city, so it would be really nice to showcase what I do here at home, how I train, how I work. I want to see how Colby trains, how he works. I'm excited to see how Lindsay trains. We got to film together yesterday, which was really nice. So just to collaborate with everybody is going to be really dope. But just to see the final product, I think, is what I'm the most excited for. And what's going to come from all of this. I know that the attention and the focus on the resurgence of flair and the next generation is on us. And for me, it's a lot of pressure. I think, I don't know how Lindsay feels about it, but I feel like it's a lot of pressure to perform at the best level. But I don't see what better time or place or other three flair bartenders that should be doing this right now.
Lindsay, same question to you. What are you most excited to see in the film?
Just like the stories of all the legends that I've been watching and the people whose YouTube videos that I've been watching when I first got into competitions. Lorenzo said it great, just everybody's process. I have competed with Colby and Lorenzo a handful of times now. And it's really neat to see everyone's different perspective on like their step one, you know, because I have my own way that I've just kind of developed. What like my step one is, my step two, and also just the whole thing. I think it's gonna be super cool because a lot of people I think don't really look at the or even think about the behind the scenes of the competing and the hours and the stress and the going back and flipping to the rules and making sure we have everything to a T. And I think it's gonna be really, really cool to show like that side of it, because you know we all share our videos and here's my fun show and to the music and everything, but you know people ask all the time like about competitions. I'm like, it's actually like it's very time consuming, but it's, you know, obviously we do it enough to where I feel like for us three it's definitely worth it to put in all that time, because at the end of the day we all just want to show what we can do and put on a good show. And I think it's going to be cool for the audience to see that, like, that's the ammo from, you know, birth to death of the whole competing process. So I'm excited for people to see that. And for me personally, I am very much looking forward to speaking on the female experience. You know, there's not many of us ladies in the industry, especially, you know, working or competing. And I was really glad to, you know, when I was speaking with Deb and Patrick about kind of like the process and what they expect of me, that they are giving me the opportunity to speak on that. And, you know, I can't stress it enough that it does not mean like negative things. You know, there's so many positives and other things that, you know, you may look at as negative, but just my perspective, because I feel like a lot of people, especially like flair communities, big and small around the world, but especially when you go into like the smaller subcategories of being a female in this industry, you know, it's kind of a whole different perspective. And, you know, I'm excited to speak on that as well.
Nice. That's great. Do me a favor, can you do a wide shot of everybody? You're just stuck on Lorenzo.
Oh, am I?
I see that.
There we go. Thank you. I've been texting you, buddy.
Have you been texting me? Oh, I've got it on Lorenzo. Ah. switch camera. My apologies, folks.
I was wondering why. I was just staring at Lorenzo the whole time.
Yeah, he's a handsome fellow, you know. Maybe I got a little crush on him. Guys, I got started in flair in 1988, all right, when Tom Cruise was in the big movie. That's the year that I started bartending. But in the 90s, there was this whole... We've watched flair bartending grow, and Scott Young produced these videos, and then the Flair Cup bottle and the Flair Cup videos, and there was a series of different videos. Even John Bandy had a video. And that movie inspired so much. Then the Travel Network did a show, and I was talking to a great flair bartender last night, Mike Guzman, who was like, yeah, I got into this because of the Travel Network. What got you guys involved in flair itself? And then I'm really kind of crossing my fingers, wondering what's going to happen to our next generation if this film gets out there.
Well, ladies, I guess first. Ladies first, yeah, please.
So what got me into flair personally was, long story short, going to Las Vegas. Like I said earlier, I was already bartending back home in Ohio while I was going to Kent State. And, you know, I was full-time student, full-time bartending. And I like instantly knew I loved bartending. So I was already super into it. And then I came to Vegas for the first time a few months after I turned 21, didn't know anything about Vegas, had never even heard or seen anything in flair. The movie Cocktail was a little before my time. I'll try to make a long story short. The first time I went there, it was for a wedding. And first night, everyone's like, we're meeting at this bar. It's something carousel, carnival, we don't know, whatever. So we all meet there. And, you know, it's very hard to pay attention on one thing. So we go in, meet with everybody, and then we finally go up to the bar. And then I was like, what is going on here? And instantly, I was just like, I've never even heard of anything like this. And so that kind of, like, was in my mind. I was just like blown away. I can remember the first people I ever saw flaring was Rene Garcia, Tim Plummer, and wow. They were doing multi-pours, head stacks, the whole nine. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm into it. And then 8 months later, me and one of my best friends came back out, and I was like, we got to go back to this bar. It's super cool. Back to Carnival. And then just walking the strip, we got introduced to Fuel Bar and sat there for a while. And I was like, oh, this is that thing that I saw, blah, blah, blah. And I started talking to them more about it. And then about another 4 months later, came back out, went to the same places. And then by the time I got home on that trip, I was like, I think I'm going to go to Vegas and be a flair bartender.
Got to get involved. Then, yeah. So you got involved from actually going to Vegas and seeing the bartenders in Vegas doing flair. Yeah. And participating in it.
Yeah, I had never seen a YouTube video. You know, there was no TikToks back then. No flair, you know, particular, sorry.
Right.
Flair bars in Ohio. So I was
Few
just
and far
like,
between,
really, like,
right?
what is, yeah. And I was always like into like, you know, dance team in high school, theater, all this. So I was like, this
right.
kind of seems up my alley. And did some research after that, and here we are.
Lorenzo, what brings you to the stage?
Well, it's a little bit different for me. I had no idea anything about flair when I was in that transition of stopping to bullshit my way through bartending,
right?
And trying to figure it out. So there was one day I was sitting at a bar with my cousin, and there was this older dude behind the bar, and he was doing this thing like that, right?
Right.
And
nice Flairco bottle, thank you.
There's a gang of them right there.
They're brand new too. I saw you just bought them.
Yeah, it's for a class. So I couldn't take my eyes off of this guy. So I went home that night and I duct taped a bottle. It must have been like a liter glass bottle. And I just duct taped it. And I learned this one move just like by watching this guy. Mind you, I used to skateboard semi-professionally for years. So I was like addicted to it because it was like skateboarding, but with your hands and doing tricks. And
right.
So I got
obsessed. It's like dancing with your hands.
Yeah, exactly. And so I kind of got obsessed through that. And then I ended up, it was maybe like just a few weeks later, I was at the bar. There was a rep sampling out some stuff and then tells me there's a flair thing going on in Brownsville, Texas. Mind you, I'm in McAllen, Texas, which is an hour and a half away from this. And she gives me, at the time, it says Nino Gill on the contact information. So that's Mariano Gill's number. I ended up texting Mariano Gill, and he's doing a showcase with his flair bartending team in Brownsville, Texas. At the time, they were called RGV Bar Stars. The team was consisted of Mariano Gill, Orlando Lomeli, who is now in Las Vegas.
Nice.
Dave Steinmeier, Freddie Garcia, Alex Stanton, these are all Texas boys. So Mariano gives me 2 minutes on stage to go on before all of them. Mind you, I've only practiced this one move and started watching a few videos here and there. So I go on the stage and I do the fool of myself and I get off of it super nervous, whatever. And then the RGV Bar Stars go on. And this is for what, like, I had never seen anything like this in my life. And
so right.
These guys go on, and it was ready to start the show. It was great. Dave Steinmeier goes on next and just blows my mind with his working flair. Alex Stanton goes on and does a bunch of multi-objects. And then my best buddy, Orlando, he was like 21 years old. I'm probably 24, 25 at the time.
Right.
And this kid is on stage throwing like three bottles and just has the crowd under control. And I'm just like mind blown by this kid. And then Mariano goes on stage and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, these guys are so crazy. So they finish their show and then they're all taking turns going behind the bar, bartending this event. That night, I asked Mariano, is there any chance I can get some lessons from you? And without a hesitation, he said yes. The next day, I drove an hour and a half to go practice with Mariano, and I spent 3 hours in his garage. Those 3 hours changed my life. I wouldn't be right here, right now, if I didn't spend those 3 hours. But I do have an obsessive personality, and I went back home, and I just started practicing for hours at a time. He also gave me a few links on YouTube to watch. And I just kept practicing. I just started practicing a lot. And I think what elevated my flair bartending career to the next level, whatever you would consider that, was the very first time I came to Las Vegas. And actually the very first time I ever got on a plane was to come to Las Vegas in 2014 to the Las Vegas Flair Academy and train with Vladimir Buryanov, Danilo Oribe, and Alexei Poroshov.
Right.
Yeah, and that trip was the same. There was a tilted kilt competition where Dario Domio does the three bottle thing and kicks it off the thing, and it was my very first like serious pro competition ever.
I blew the speakers that year.
I have never in my life seen a venue just blow up like that.
Right.
And, I don't know. I just kind of dove into it. And
cool.
Just, you know, kind of stopped bullshitting my way through it. and just started practicing.
That's great. Guys, we got to wrap this up, but before you go, we talked about Mariano Gil's trainings and then Vlad Slick Bartender's trainings and Danilo. You each do some training. So real quick, if you guys could talk about your trainings, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about the training you've got coming up, and then we'll jump over to Lorenzo.
Yeah, so coming up, I think this will be my fifth class that I've done. I guess I call it Girls Who Flare. I do a two-day training course for just beginners of females only, of course, including but not limited to all of our LGBTQ plus community. And I'm super excited. It's always a blast. I do 2 days. I work with these girls, and it's a great experience. You know, I like to create that like safe space for females. It is intimidating to be surrounded by a bunch of, you know, lovely, but, you know, men that are more skilled, or, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I always like to give the example, if I'm going to get a personal trainer at the gym, I just want a female. It's more comfortable for me. And
right.
What kind of sparked this was, in the past, you know, I always did and still do the Ace Flare studio classes with Vahe Manukian and Rodrigo Del Pech. And, you know, by the second or third year I was in the flare game, I had a little bit more skill. I always found myself, like, the girls would come to me and be like, hey, like, would you mind helping us out with this move? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And then it kind of just sparked this thing. And then I actually had a friend of mine, Dwayne from the Flareholics, reach out to me and asked to do the same thing at a bar school in San Diego. And then after that, I was just kind of like, I think I want to do this. And it's super rewarding. And it's always been very successful. You know, by the end of day two, we're all best friends. And
how do we get involved in yours?
I do all my posts on social media, my Facebook and Instagram. You can see the flyers on there where I have my direct cell email. And yeah, reach out anytime with questions. My upcoming class is cool. But, you know, hopefully it won't be the last one, and super excited about it.
That's great. Congratulations. We'll be back in just a second. Lorenzo, what kind of trainings are you doing? Do you have a class coming up or anything else?
Yeah, I do have a class coming up. So Mariano has actually asked me to go.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so Mariano's actually asked me to go back to Texas and take over Shot Republic. So I'm doing an Herbs and Rye pop-up. It's August 22nd and 23rd. We're doing an Herbs and Rye pop-up for 2 different days. On the same time, the second day, we're doing a Working Flare 101 class for the community in Brownsville and any other bartenders in the Rio Grande Valley that want to join.
Love it.
It's going to be a Working Flare class. And then Mariano's also asked me to speak on speed of service in a high-volume restaurant and how to handle that type of situation. So I haven't done a class since I moved to Las Vegas. Back in San Antonio, Orlando and I used to run We Flare Academy, and we used to do flare lessons all the time. But since I moved to Las Vegas, I haven't done that just yet. This has just kind of come around full circle where Mariano asked me, hey, you want to come do this pop-up? I was like, yeah, hell yeah, why not? And
good
then
stuff.
He's like, well, let's do a class, you know, because it's my hometown. That's where I come from. I helped build a lot of that hospitality community. So it's kind of coming around full circle, which is pretty dope.
Great. Lastly, before we go, guys, what are you drinking?
Plantation Original Dark on the rocks.
All right. Lindsay?
And I have a Bumbleberry beer straight out of Cleveland, Ohio, Fatheads Brewery. Very delicious.
Nice.
Might have been bottled like 5 years ago, but
cheers, guys.
Still good.
Yeah, cheers, guys. We're looking forward to it. I can't reach my camera. All right. Guys, we're so much looking forward to having you guys on the stage at Rob's Comp in Palm Beach. Anybody who's listening right now, you can be on the stage. This is an opportunity for you to get on the stage. We'll tell you about it in a second. Lorenzo, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us. Take a few minutes out of your day to share with this and help build this next big story of Flair for the next generation.
Yeah, I'm excited. Also, let's do it.
Sorry to interrupt. Quick shout out.
Yeah.
I just want to say happy birthday to my grandfather. You're 79 today. I love you and Grandma. So
happy
nice.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Grandpa. All right.
Sorry. Anyway.
That's great. We got to do another shout out. All right. Thanks, guys. Rob?
Yeah, while we're giving shouts out, thank you, guys. I just got to go back to some shout outs to some of our donors. Anthony Hand, Zachariah Moyes, Efron, and if I pronounce your last name, I apologize. Efron Becerra, Justin Basak. Oh, my God, Dean. It looks like we're just $35 short from our goal. And we got about 5 minutes left of the broadcast, so hopefully we can get that $35 in.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, drop it in there. Lindsay, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. All right, let me clear my screen here. Oh, my gosh. So great. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
And if you want to donate, just go to the link at the bottom of the screen that Dean has there. And we're just $35 short of our goal for today. It'd be amazing. On Indiegogo, please click like, subscribe. If you can't share, donate. It's going to a great cause. And amazing. And like Dean said, with a way to get in the film, there's a couple ways. Is first, go to shakenanddisturbedthemovie.com. Put your email address in there. That's where you get up to date of where we'll be filming next. Maybe you're visiting Las Vegas or at a location we got coming up, and you just happen to be flaring in the background or something. Or who knows? You never know what's happened. But more importantly, like Dean said, at the competition, September 18th to the 20th, in West Palm Beach, Florida, the 19th and 20th, we're doing the qualifying and the finals on the 20th. If you're competing in that competition, or if you're in the crowd watching, cheering on your favorite bartenders, there's a good chance that you might wind up in the video or the film. Who knows? But you know what? The odds are in your favor, and they'll only be in your favor if you show up.
The odds are like 100%. If you are there, if you are at the Improv at West Palm, Deborah and the crew, we're going to have a full film crew there filming the entire, everything that's going on, these three great bartenders, but also the other competitors. If there's other Flair bartenders out there that want to get involved, A, go to Indiegogo. B, follow us, get in touch with Rob, get the rules, get on stage with us, compete with us, and you'll have a chance to be in the film as well. And you'll definitely get credited just by showing up and being part of the competition. This is about the journey, and I'll tell you a fun story. I was getting on stage for Legends back in 2000-something, tandem round with Martin Zichman, and Deborah was behind me, and Deborah shared with me a few words that have stayed with me. She said, "It's about the journey. It's not about winning the competition. It's not about how you do. It's about the entire journey." And it made me realize that when I signed up for the competition, from the moment I signed up, it changed my life because I started practicing bartending. I started practicing my pours and knowing that they had to be cleaner and cutter. You know, the cuts had to be perfect. And I got better at the craft. And I was able to compete and then make a name for myself competing. And then I went on to a fabulous journey, as she put it, with the Flair bottle and so many different things. That's a whole story on its own. I don't want to start with that. And then hanging out with Rob and building this. So all of that's because I signed the paper and said, I'm going to the competition. So please, guys, if you're watching now, sign up, go to the competition. You don't need to come first. You just need it to be part of your journey.
Great words, Dean. 100% can't agree. And then moving forward with a little tease for next week, since we got to the beginning of the show, is at the last competition we did, we always have fun. We do a lot of ways for people in the competition to win money. There's some competitions going on that anyone in the crowd can do, like an accuracy contest. But one we did for all of our online viewers was a $500 Aviation Gin and Real Exotic Syrups cocktail contest that lasted for 30 days. It starts at the day of the competition during the broadcast. We go for 30 days. We got all of our entries in all over the world. And Dean and I have had the long and glorious task of tasting those, judging those, making those. And next Monday's episode, we're going to announce the winner of that competition and also maybe a few other surprises.
Yeah, lots of surprises coming up. Rob, tell us about the Flair Bartenders Association quick before we roll.
The Flair Bartenders Association is that's something that got started, if I'm not mistaken, back in 98, 99, and it was the governing body of the sport. It blew up. It organized bartenders. It networked them. It gave us jobs. But more importantly, it gave us an outlet to meet each other, to network, and to compete. And it's created so many lifelong friendships that it'll never get paid back. But through the fall of Flair Bartending, it kind of stepped away, went away to the side. Some other great things happened during that. The WFA with Tom Dyer and all those guys have been doing great.
Yeah.
Going strong. The USBG, the United States Bartenders Guild, is doing it. You know, really embracing Flair as well as mixology. But this year, we brought back the Flair Bartenders Association. I got voted in as president, and I'm happy to take on the role.
You're welcome. There was two votes.
When you come to the competition in September, we have another big announcement of how you can be part of the Flair Bartenders Association, how to join, how to be an ambassador, and more importantly, what we have planned for 2023 coming up, and just bringing back the legitimate judging and all the great things that the FBA did in the past and just building on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So like we said, Rob and I have been working on so much. Rob, these are some of the big spenders here today, some of the people that really want to see this this project fly, and they're just trying to help us. They are on Indiegogo right now. Anthony Hand was, of course, the first person to donate. I'm sending you a Flair bottle, Anthony. And Zachariah Moyes, Efren Becca, and Justin Deckek. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. And everybody that has donated tonight, we've got almost 10% of the way there. We would love to see some more and help us get up and over top. You can be involved in this entire project with us. Everybody watching, you can be part of it. Join us on Shaken and Stirred. All right. You can also join us on the Cocktail Network Live on Facebook, where we're posting some different fun things. And the Flair Bartending documentary, super important. If you want to get involved, please go get your name on that list. Just drop your email into this list at Shaken and Stirred, shakenandstirredthemovie.com. Please check that out. Just drop your name in there so that we've got some live people to go out and tell the distributors that we've got these people that are going to watch. All right. We are currently live streaming on YouTube, so come and see us there. And again, we're going to repost some of this and some other clips on YouTube. Rob, thank you so much, man. We're so excited. And Rob, just talking about the Flair Bartenders Association, Rob and I have been working with Deborah and Patrick on the documentary. We've been working on Cocktail Network Live, bringing these shows to you and trying to figure it all out and working it all out in the background to make sure that we can do this forward. And after the event, we're announcing more about the Flair Bartenders Association for 23. I think that shows some great commitment, Rob. Thank you so much, man.
Can't do it without our bartenders, my friend.
Yeah. It's all about you guys. We're building bringing the community all together again. I know you're all out there, so thanks for joining us. Rob, any last words for us, sir?
Last thing I'd say, for those that are interested in getting the rules or more information on the competition, you go to bartendernow.com and click on the Bartender Shakedown 2022. You'll go from there. Good luck.
All right. Love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Hey, this is Tim Fleming Waterside at Carnival Court at Harrah's in Las Vegas. Thank you for watching Cocktail Network Live. It's always great seeing you guys.
Hope you guys learned and enjoyed the conversation on Cocktail Network Live's One Drink With. To learn more about One Drink With and all that Cocktail Network Live does, check out CocktailNetworkLive.com. See you in the next episode.